Come to me, says Jesus, all who are distressed. Take my yoke upon you, I will give you rest. Hear the call of Jesus, come be deeply blessed. Is the invitation, you the honored guest. Here where bread is broken, here where wine is poured, thankfully receive him, find your faith restored. Pardon, feed, and heal us, humble, courteous Lord. Gracious host, forever honored and adored.
Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Good morning, my Cornerstone sisters and brothers, on this day the Lord has made. What a joy to join you virtually as we praise God together. Let us pause for a minute and be still as we prepare our hearts and minds to speak to our God. We gather each in their own home to worship you, Lord. As we bow our heads before you, we want to be amazed by your wisdom.
Bowled over by your love and completely lost in you, Lord, open our hearts to receive you in ways beyond whatever we could ever ask or even think.
Lord, we come to praise you, to learn from you.
As we sit at your feet, grant us your wisdom, wash us in your love, and allow us to soak in every word you speak to us. Amen.
The presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here. Come bow before him now with reverence and fear. In him no sin is found. We stand on holy ground. Be still. For the presence of the Lord, the Holy One is here. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining all around. He burns with holy fire. Splendor he is crowned. How awesome is the sight, our radiant King of light. Be still, for the glory of the Lord is shining. For the power of the Lord is moving in this place. He comes to cleanse and heal, to minister his grace.
Living God, we are here today to praise you, to learn from you. Your wisdom shown to us through Jesus, your most precious Son, is far greater than that of the world. It has the power to confound all our expectations. But Lord, you know us so well, and you understand our weakness. So please forgive us for the times when our picture and understanding of you are far too small. When we try to fit you into that tiny box that we think we can cope with. When we are frightened to let your power loose in our lives. Forgive us, Lord, and expand our vision that we may be able to see more of your glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
The prayer of the week. Let us pray. O God, teach us the hidden wisdom of the gospel so that we may hunger and thirst for holiness, work tirelessly for peace, and be counted among those who seek first the blessedness of your kingdom. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen.
We join in a responsorial setting of Psalm 145. The response is, I will bless your name for ever, O God my King.
I will bless your name forever, O God my King. I will bless your name forever, O God my King. I will give you glory, O God my King. I will bless your name forever. I will bless you day after day, and praise your name forever. I will bless your name forever, O God my King. I will bless your name forever, O God my King. The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love. How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures. I will bless your name forever, O God my King. I will bless your name forever, O God my King. All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing. They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God. I will bless your name forever, O God my King. I will bless your name forever, O God my King.
is faithful in all his works. The Lord is loving in all his deeds. The Lord supports all those who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. I will bless your name forever, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever, O God, my King.
The first reading this morning is Psalm 69, verses 15 to 20. Do not let the floodwaters engulf me, or the depths swallow me up, or the pit close its mouth over me. Answer me, Lord, out of the goodness of your love. In your great mercy, turn to me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer me quickly, for I am in trouble. Come near and rescue me. Deliver me because of my foes. You know how I am scorned, disgraced and shamed. All my enemies are before you. Scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Gospel reading this morning is taken from Matthew, chapter 11, starting at verse 25. The Father revealed in the Son. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our light.
Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hands hath made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sing my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God, his Son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come, shouts of acclamation, and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in humble adoration, and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Saviour God, to thee. How great thou art, how great.